Okay, so hello, this is Katie, and it's the 10th day, and I've been a little bit out of sorts, to say the least, because I don't know, I thought it was an hour earlier. So we're starting, and I'm going to just open up the floor to whoever wants to share, and I think there was somebody talking yesterday. I'm just trying to remember if she's here. Who wanted to maybe talk more. Was there anybody who started yesterday and had something else to share today or wanted to brainstorm more about what was going on with them?
Katie, it's Katrina, and I just
wanted to... Oh, that's right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to have to leave the call in about 10 minutes.
Oh, my goodness,
I
yes.
know, and...
Thanks
so
for coming anyway.
I wanted to make that known, and I'm terribly sorry that I have to leave a little early.
Oh, well, we'll start with you, because actually we were, I believe we were on you yesterday, weren't we, or around the, we were at towards the end.
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody for putting all that, and also you, for putting all those amazing information about the cost of websites and how to do sales pages and just your generosity, all of your generosity in putting that stuff up. And I haven't had a chance to comment on everything, but I want to look at everything and really appreciate those things, because I'm just learning so much, and I feel like I'm just beginning. So
right.
I really do. I feel like I'm just starting 10 days.
And... So actually, Katrina, do you want to, and maybe we can all talk a little bit about what, because the 10 days formally has ended, and we are going to be going on, but maybe just to take stock as to what has actually happened for you, and be really, you know, be honest, what's worked, what's not worked, and where you want to go from here in the next month.
Well, for me,
I fired a few at the time, but yeah.
You know, the thing that I've gained the most, first of all, I think this is such a great group of people, and just the incredible gifts that everybody has to offer is really palpable. Mm. And to really, what's been for me the highlight of this whole experience is simply the collaborative brainstorming and how everybody is just offering, you know, from the generosity of their being and bringing, you know, these incredible offerings forward. And because I don't know anything really about the internet and the marketing aspect, I feel like I just got a crash course in sales and marketing. And that really was not what I expected to get, but it's really something I'm so grateful to have received, because it's I feel empowered actually to get something, you know, in form, even though I haven't fully taken all the steps that I need to take to make that happen. But that is, as we continue to stay together, that's my intention, is to really start putting pieces together. You know, I'm slow when it comes to this, but I feel that I have a little more empowerment and some motivation and some inspiration because of witnessing everything everybody else has done.
Mm. Thank you. And Katrina, would you like to share, like, I mean, it's not an easy thing for you to get out there, and I know you don't want to go into all the details, but I think there's a common thing here is that it's... and that you've been facing with a lot of courage, is it's really scary to get out there with some of the things that we've come in our backgrounds with.
It is. It's
because I know it's a common issue. So, yeah. Is there any way you think this group can help further in terms of making it less scary for the members to kind of come out and be visible?
You know, I guess probably the best way for that is to, before I do officially, you know, put something public and maybe just try it out in a beta group such as this, you know, just to have everybody look at it and see. But, you know, it is because I have a deeply introverted side to me that could easily live in a cave in a hole and never see another human being. And I feel that the gift that I have to offer involves really being out there. So it's a real weird paradox. And I'm working with that, you know, just recognizing that it's just like something I have to notice and not take all that seriously.
And I mean, it is a, you know, it is a big challenge getting out those gifts. And there's so many wonderful gifts that you have. And you've played such a beautiful part of the group. So, so I think it's interesting around the internet marketing. Is there, because I was thinking whether in the group we can extend this a little bit in terms of people learning. You have questions about websites and stuff. And is there anything else, Katrina, that, anything else that really sticks out to you right now? Or is it mainly which website and what, you know, how much things would cost?
Yeah, it's mainly the cost and because I need a website that I have a big portfolio with a lot of images, and so I need to have, you know, something that has a information business side, sales side, as well as an artistic side.
Yeah.
And they have to be really balanced. So
right. And would it involve product stuff as well later, or what do you want it?
I don't know if I'll sell products directly, but I might link to products that I recommend and find ways to form joint partnerships in that way, or affiliate relationships, that type of thing. But sales in terms of selling my services, so that they can be purchased online.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the website yourself, or do you want to hire somebody?
I want to hire somebody. In no way do I want to do it myself.
Okay. No, you know, people do it both ways.
Yeah, no.
Because there's lots of resources for artists. I mean, there are lots and lots of templates with portfolios. And
yeah, I know about Wix. I mean, I know about a lot of them, but then it's like I have lots of questions around that. So maybe, Phyllis, when you host your Q&A, I can ask those then, so I don't take up all the time here because I know.
Well, and the other thing I was just going to say is go look at sites.
Mm-hmm.
Go look at a lot of your colleagues' sites and see what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And you may find a designer that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you find a site you love, you know, often you can find out who did it.
Right.
And that's sometimes a good starting point.
Okay, great.
Then you don't have to explain everything if they've already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Done something.
Right, right.
And Katrina, I know you have to go in a moment, but we don't mind spending a few minutes extra on you.
Okay.
Because I just saw you kind of saying, oh, I've taken up too much time. But in actual fact, with the group, you haven't taken up much time at all. So, but I do see that you probably need to go. Do you need to go this moment?
No, I have like 5 more minutes.
Okay, so Phyllis is the expert. Phyllis, maybe you can tell one of the experts, actually, because Evelyn knows a lot about online marketing as well, of course, and more from the marketing than from the technical things, I think. But Phyllis, was there anything else that you wanted to add? Then I might, call on Evelyn in terms of about, you know, hiring. You would like not just for – would you like to have – to pay for the website, you know, getting set up, and also pay for marketing help in terms of your proposal, because you're making a proposal.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Need stats
absolutely.
On that, because and people, don't be modest around this. Just say the bigger numbers, and then from the smaller to the bigger numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't be modest, because I don't want to. I don't want to cut corners. I want to be smart financially, but I also don't want to cut corners.
Right. So Phyllis, if you didn't have to cut corners and you were going to set up a website and marketing campaign for somebody who's in the beauty, I don't know if you'd say beauty industry, how would you put it? I mean, in terms of the general niche, it's around beauty. How might you do that?
I think I would still do the same thing, and I was thinking art, not beauty stuff. But
yeah.
But if you want to present what you're doing more like art, you would look at artist portfolios. The first thing I would do in any case is just spend some time online looking to get a sense of what I like.
I've done a lot of that.
URLs, and here's the big tip. If you're not using Evernote, install Evernote, and you can it clips web pages. And
mm-hmm.
I decided to do a video on how to use Evernote last night. But anyway, so get a collection of stuff, because even if you don't hire anybody from whose stuff you collect, you want to be able to say to somebody, I like this. You know, I like this, except I don't like this part. I think that's the first thing.
Phyllis, just on that, it's also useful for you're saying I like this and I don't like this part. So it's also like if she sees something that she really hates in the beauty industry, it's worth just saying, this stuff I really hate type of thing.
Absolutely.
Right.
Or, you know, if you're thinking about selling stuff, go to somebody's site and put stuff in a cart.
Yeah.
You know, the more you can bring to any designer, the better the product you're going to get. I was on a site last night that you can save screen images. I took images of every part of their shopping cart. It was beautiful.
Mm.
You know, whoever mm-hmm. designed this did a fabulous job.
Mm.
You know, so I just took pictures of it, and I'm going to save it, and someday, you know.
Oh, I'll great.
Use pieces of it.
Yeah, wonderful. Well,
and the other thing I would do is I can probably send you some, but Google for like web checklist.
I did download that PDF file that you sent the link to for the Katie's Creativity Cafe, the girl that did that, and that link. And I saw that there was a 51-point checklist on there, so I did download that.
Oh, great.
That. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, the more you know about what you want, even not so much in the details, that what you like and don't like is probably the best advice I can give you to get started.
Yeah, thank you. I will get on that.
Right.
And
what would be something that would be really doable, like right away, rather than getting intimidated, you know, sort of by the breadth of that, Katrina? Is there something that would be easy and fun and kind of not too threatening as a first step?
Oh,
like, I know you've done a lot of research, but
mm-hmm.
And looking at other sites, mostly I've heard what you don't like. Have you seen mm-hmm. things that you really like?
Some things. There are pieces of, like, different sites that I like.
Right. So it's getting those pieces. Now, what Phyllis is suggesting, I don't know if you would know how to do technically. So maybe you can.
No, I know how to take pictures on my screen, definitely.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
absolutely.
Good for you. You're better than me. I just don't like to assume technical knowledge. Okay, so you're fine for that.
Mm-hmm.
So what about starting to really do that? And get a whole collection of them.
I think that's a great place to start, and I will definitely commit to doing that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe textures and, you know, things that sort of have, I'm thinking textures and just little images that give you an idea of what you're wanting to evoke.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. That's a good idea,
okay.
too.
Okay. Great. So, I'm
so sorry, but I absolutely have to go, and I apologize for cutting off early.
We kept you a little bit late. So good luck with your work, and we'll see you on Wednesday. And I'm really
absolutely
sorry,
and I'll see you all on Facebook. And I think you're all amazing, and I want to support you in any way I can too. So
wonderful.
Thank you for everything. And,
thank Katrina.
I'll see you all on Wednesday. And
have a great
Facebook.
Have a great day.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye,
you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Right. And maybe, Evelyn, for a moment, you could, in terms of doing a really broad marketing campaign, if somebody was to, for example, hire you to kind of start doing that, what would you do? And what costs would it involve?
It's impossible to predict costs because I would have to talk with the person about what their goals are, both immediate and long term. Because when you're developing content, like for Katrina, most of her stuff is visual, but there could be video scripts that might go with that, or there could be slideshow words that would go with that, or content that does she want to blog, you know, that kind of stuff. And so over time, I would have to develop something that would build on itself.
Right.
It's a big picture thing broken down into small steps.
Right. And, so really the costs in terms of this are not so much for setting up a website or anything, but if you were hiring somebody to actually work on your copy and put it out there partly for you.
Right, exactly. And in this group, I can definitely see Phyllis setting up the website and getting that all perfect and beautiful and then plugging in the words.
So I appreciate the plug, but I don't set up websites. You wouldn't want me to do that. I would be happy to advise you on working with a real talented and skilled designer, but that wouldn't be me.
Oh, okay.
But thank you.
So whoever the designer would be then, she would then take the words and put them in the right spot.
Right.
Right. So it would be just so for Katrina, and, you know, maybe she can listen to this recording later, she would start by seeing what the look, what, I mean, really, for most of you, it's good to get the words happening too, but you can go whichever way you in the sense that you can start looking at what you want visually, and then at the same time working on the, you know, obviously what your message is, because that really does tie in with the look.
Well, and everyone needs to have an about page, even if there's no other text anywhere. You have to have an about page. And so at least you got to start with that.
Right. So you could. So your advice here is if they have nothing, that they just put up an about page which just says who they are.
Yes, who they are, what they offer, and how to learn more about what you offer. So that if you drive somebody to that site, that person could have a way to pay you money to buy your services. Or to get your free whatever. So at least those basics.
And actually, that's a good place to start. I hadn't thought of it as being the about page. I always thought of the home page, but it's like a home page there. And then that would extend over time and, you know, be put on separate pages, basically, an about page which says that much, wouldn't it?
At least, yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's kind of an interesting, that's given me an interesting idea about how to start working with beginner entrepreneurs is having a get it done day on an about page. That's a lot less intimidating than doing a whole website.
And I am a firm believer that you are the center of your business. You are the thing that they are buying. No matter what it is that you provide, you are the it that they are buying. And so that about page is the most important page.
Uh-huh. Ooh. I can see. Have you done any or anybody done a webinar, or and not a webinar, but a class on this? Because I think people don't talk about the About page so much in marketing. It's
well,
kind of like, you know, one of many.
Personally, I'm that's part of one of the modules of my 6-week course. And so
right.
I could do a separate webinar on it. That would be wonderful.
And
that's a great idea.
Yeah, anyway, my mind's starting to work on that one. Yeah, but it is interesting because sometimes it's, you know, just in terms of getting the first steps around something, it's so important. And we kind of, you know, with websites, it becomes this huge intimidating thing which people never get to.
Mm-hmm.
Or get done. And so it's a question of ways in. So anyway, so that is a way in for people to consider who don't have websites, is just to start with a very simple About page.
Yep.
And if Evelyn creates something around that, that would be wonderful at some point. Who would like to talk next about where they're at and what they've got so far and what they're envisioning doing in the next week to really start meeting those financial goals. Actually, I'm going to call on Phyllis.
Okay.
Because you're starting to have some success and you know, which is inspiring, and it could kind of, I think there's a bit of a slow build, but I can see if you really focus that it would, you can really meet some goals here.
Yeah. I mean, I think that for the first time I feel like I have a real product, although I do also feel like the Emperor's New Clothes, because all I have is a sales sheet. I don't actually have a course. So I need to put that together. What I did last night was I'll post these. I have a collection of places that I've collected over time that produce and or market courses. Like there's one called Udemy, and I'll put it in the Facebook page, where you can put up a course for free, and they market it and you run it through them, so that's how they make money. But you know, it's exposure, and there are a bunch of places like that. And I realized when we were talking about marketing ideas that was not something I had thought
and
of.
You're saying you can put it up for free. Does that mean that you don't get any money through it?
No, they think of them like a bookstore or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, but you can put it on the shelf, and they don't charge you anything unless somebody buys it.
Okay, great. So it's like an affiliate almost. I mean, in the
sense
that you're giving
them
a
percentage.
Well,
no, because it's your product. Mm. It's actually sort of like the marketplace I want to create. But it's huge,
okay.
And they have, you know, every topic under the sun.
Right.
It's not the end. It's just, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
another vehicle for
okay.
getting it out there.
Right. So, Phyllis, why don't you first tell us, just sum up what you've got in this 10 days so far.
Oh, okay.
In terms of, like, you know, like in terms of contacts, where you're at with that big opening that you had, and, you know,
okay.
just so that we're filled
well,
in.
I have my sales page up and working, which is enormous.
Right.
So I feel great about that. I got this.
And
contact.
You actually decided in this whole thing that you decided on where to focus, at least for now, that you would have a product, because I think that was one of the
yes.
dilemmas. You didn't know which to do.
I had been
so,
working on the email, and then I threw it out in favor mm-hmm. of an online productivity course, and it started yeah. working on that, and then came back to
mm-hmm.
the email and the productivity courses now sitting in the sidelines, but took this farther. I got a wonderful note from a friend who asked for her referral page link and is so excited about it and said it was way better than when I was even talking about it. So that was a great acknowledgement. The big lead is fabulous, but knocked me off track, I think, a little, because what she wanted was different, you know, that she wanted this video so they could make a decision. And doing a video, you know, is in the works, but it wasn't what I was going to do this week. And that really got me derailed and took a lot of time. The positive part of that is I started to create a video, and the first one I'm working on is after Katie started talking about the affiliate or the referral program. I did a video in the last couple of days of how to set up a referral program for your service business, and got very frustrated with the technology. So I learned to use Camtasia, which is video editing software, and I'm going to post after the call the draft of the screen capture, so Katie can look at it and see how to do it, even though I haven't edited it. And I think that is the beginning of a product as well.
Yeah. And are you going to be? You haven't sent anything to the people again, like that have asked.
No, I've talked to her. Yeah. I've been in touch with her. And what I will do this weekend is finish this video. So
right.
And post it either on Screen-O-Matic or YouTube or someplace or my website, and send her the link. So when she comes in on Tuesday morning, because Monday's a holiday for those of you not in the U.S.
Sorry, this is a holiday weekend.
if you're self-employed, it hardly matters. But so when she comes in on Tuesday, she has it, and ultimately she's going to have a way better product than I had any thought of her having at the beginning.
Yeah.
And this has gotten me past my anxiety about being able to produce a good enough online course.
Right. Well, that's that's amazing and wonderful. You know, even though there always seems so much more to do, you've got a product and a sales page and some interest, and you've sold a couple of them already, haven't you?
Yeah, but not on, I mean, not to denigrate them, not online, which is good.
So
it's still money, but it doesn't
sell me. Sold a few offline.
Yeah, it's people that I knew. It doesn't tell me if the online stuff works.
Mm.
You know, it's great that they're going to do it, and I appreciate that, but
yeah.
I need somebody to go in and purchase one online, if only to tell me whether the system is going to fail or not.
What do you mean? You mean that people haven't purchased online, so you just haven't tested?
I've tested it myself, but right. Nobody,
right.
No new eyes have looked at it, and I'm going to send out 15 or 20 emails today to people I believe are going to buy. So hopefully later in tomorrow, it will either crash or work.
Oh, okay. So what you're talking about, because it sounds very sort of dramatic, is that you haven't tested how well it works in terms of, you know, if every little bit of the system for the sales works.
Correct.
But
correct.
In actual fact, you have a product and you have something
yes.
to sell. So the whole thing isn't going to crash. It's just you're going to have to maybe fix some little detail.
It'll be a
detail.
Boo-boo. That's right.
Is that right?
It's a boo-boo.
Yeah.
It's just a little, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You know, there may well be a bug that I haven't found, and somebody else will find it, and then I will fix it.
Right, yeah, and that's pretty...
As is always the way with stuff.
Yeah, so wonderful. And so what you're committing to this is to finish the video, send it out by Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and... I think that probably is the thing that, and then also start sending out online to see if it's working.
Right.
My
goal for this week, I'm going to have the video done. I'm going to get some online sales, and I will schedule a Q&A call during this time slot one day this week. I just have to figure out which day.
Right. Fantastic. And so you're going to get a video done. You're going to put it out for sales. And, okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. And it seemed like you had another preoccupation, which was you haven't yet started working on the actual course.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to start on that at all this week, or do you want to, actually do it start next week when you have a bit more time?
Well, I want to start towards... I need to get what's underway off my plate before I can look at that.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
It's towards the end of the week.
Okay. So that's great to know, because, I mean, it doesn't really, it's still a little ways away anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just you seemed like a little bit, how would you say it, a little bit nervous because you hadn't done all that, you know, like you haven't got all the course set up, although you know it inside and out. But you just haven't actually, you know, done everything.
Right. It's the sort of the physical course design part and
mm-hmm.
creating, you know, something, you know, if I was writing a book, it would be publishing the book. I haven't
right.
put together something that somebody's going to be able to, you know, sit at their computer or
yeah.
listen to me, and I don't have my script for the first call, let's say.
Okay. So maybe at the end of this week, that would be the thing that you'd focus on, is just getting the script
mm-hmm.
Done. Yeah, and is there any way the group can help? Like, would it be helpful if you did the, when you have some of these things done, let's say putting this the script up on the Facebook page for feedback, or rather,
yes, I actually
or anything
would love
like that?
To sort of enroll people that I am going to. My thing is, here comes the perfection. I have a sign on my monitor that says,
"Oh,
it's
just
good
a second,
enough.
I'm having something else." Just a moment, I'm going to see if I'm going to mute. Yeah, so say that again, because we were hearing.
I have a
back.
Sign taped to my monitor that says good enough
mm-hmm.
To remind myself. And what I realize is that I'm not a very good judge of that.
Right.
So that what I would like to do is just put some stuff that I think is maybe almost good enough out and for you guys to look at. And my gut is it probably somebody will come back and say, oh, it is good enough. Go.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, even you can send it even before you think it's almost good enough. You could
right,
just send the very rough draft of a script.
Okay.
And see that. Like the thing that would take you a half an hour to write. Almost.
Right.
Because
no,
I think half of the work actually with for people is after that first half hour of inspiration. They spend hours and hours, you know, going over the fine details, when in fact a couple of other people could probably do that in a few minutes for them. That's just my theory.
No, absolutely.
So let us do that for you, Phyllis.
Okay.
We want to support you and your contribution to this group in terms of your technology and everything is tremendous. So in any way that we can help make it quicker and, you know, cut across the perfectionist in you, the
mm-hmm.
better.
Yes, I.
You know,
that would be enormously valuable.
Well, we'd be happy to do it. Okay.
Thank you.
So anything else, Phyllis, and then we'll go to the next person.
No, that's it. Thanks.
Well, thank you. So, okay. So who might want to say something now?
I'll talk next because I have to go in about 10 minutes and I'm on my way to work. So I apologize if you're hearing downtown Toronto traffic.
Oh, no problem.
It's Marina.
It's so nice to have you on the call, Marina.
Thank you. And first of all, before I launch into how I've been doing, I was supposed to deliver a message that Alex says hello and her meeting yesterday went very well for her. So she was definitely relieved and very happy about that. So I wanted to pass it along.
Mm.
And, yeah, so I developed my first program, which I'm really excited to start getting out there. And I did realize, though, that that type of program has it's a very specific kind of clientele. So it's going to take time to find those people. And also through one of my private sessions with you, Katie, we realized some of the things I'm good at as far as marketing and promoting, or as I like to call it, engaging, because the name marketing just scares me. It's a little bit different. I either like to hide behind a computer screen and kind of seduce people that way, or I like to be on the stage, which is very funny because they're very opposite things. I don't really like to, you know, mingle or schmooze or just cold call people or talk to people that way. I'm not very comfortable with that. I either have to be on the stage doing a presentation or doing a talk, or I have to be behind the computer screen. So I'm trying to utilize those. I've also been thinking of just some other ways of developing myself and my brand too. And I'm kind of a somewhat of a spin-off on the program I already have. I'm developing something that's a little bit more geared towards scent, because that is definitely my forte. And so I'm working on that, and I've been just connecting with people in the group here and other people, and just have been really inspired. So my experience from this group has really, it's helped me to kind of, I guess, nail my niche in a way, not to use your title there. but it's also opened up a lot of doors as to how I can kind of utilize my talents and get them out in the world and show me that I actually can do it, because there's part of me that's my own worst enemy. So that's kind of been my experience, and I've been very motivated lately, and unfortunately I've been sick as well, so that's kind of put a bit of a damper on things. But when I'm sick, I sit at home and have tea, and then I can at least be creative and write and that sort of thing. So yeah, so there's so many things kind of happening, and I'm excited. It's just, it gives me that excited child running through the field kind of feeling. So, yeah. Mm.
Wonderful. And like Marina, you've gone so far, because at the beginning of the course, you have basically your essential oils, which
exactly.
Which are beautiful, and your mixes, but no programs to really take out, which would,
exactly.
So you were almost at a, like, other than your work that you do as a massage therapist, looking at selling a whole load of $40 bottles, which only give you probably half of the profits once you do
yeah.
it, if that.
Yeah.
And so you've developed a whole exclusive program of, for $7,000 a shot. And what was interesting is that you figured out you didn't want more than 10 to 12 people doing that a year, did you?
No.
And that generated about $70,000 or more, $80,000,
mm-hmm.
Actually $84,000, I guess, if you had 12 a year
exactly.
just from that. Which could leave you free to do so many things. And
exactly.
And I see that as very real for you. Like, I think it's not going to be so hard with the contacts you have. And maybe just to share with the group, like, it was, we kind of worked out a system where you can actually, where you find that you can maximize your abilities in some areas, and it's like marketing or engaging, as you say, but it really doesn't feel like that at all. And maybe you could just say a little bit about that strategy, because it might be interesting to other people in terms of, giving them some ideas about doing marketing in another way.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really going to try and do presentations at, like, events where I do, like, a 15-minute presentation, and I know a few people in the city here that plan a lot of events, and they're very social and into doing that, and definitely just being able to work with them, maybe even co-hosting events, that's going to kind of be my way of marketing, is just doing these events and doing presentations around these events, and then you're engaging a whole audience. So that's kind of my philosophy and my strategy. And, of course, that'll take a little bit of time. But when you do an event, you'll be able to meet a lot of people and do, like, just present to the sort of people that I'm probably looking for anyway. So,
right.
Yeah.
And these are kind of like some big society balls and or whatever they call them.
Exactly.
Things that are
they're the people
exclusive.
People in the know.
People in the
yeah.
know. Celebrities, people in high society, things like that, people who are, sort of arts patrons and things like that.
Exactly.
And Marina has Marina was very worried about actually doing promoting and marketing the part because she felt like it just didn't feel good. So that we really explored what would feel fun for her. And it would seem that, you know, wasn't it about maybe a couple of these events where you would speak at each month max, and maybe every 2 months an event which you would organize, and that could be your marketing campaign.
Exactly. Yeah. So just co-hosting events, probably a bigger one, maybe bi-monthly, and then just speaking at smaller gatherings and parties and that sort of thing, a couple times a month. So that's gonna. Yeah. So I'm actually working on a whole kind of concept with regards to that as well, and just using that to market my services and my products. So
yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, and I think you'll be excellent at it, and it's like something that's fun to do, not something that's goes against your nature.
Exactly.
So I think if at some point you have a chance, as you develop it, to post up your experiences and how you're doing it, I think that would be really interesting to other people.
Definitely. I would love to do that for sure.
Not necessarily that they would copy, yeah, but that it would be something that they can kind of, you know, gets outside the ordinary. And one final thing that I think, Marina, if you, and throwing this around a little bit with Alex, but I was saying, you know, if you ever wanted to develop a copywriting course, which is copywriting with the senses, and like it could be a half day, whatever with people, because you have a superb gift in writing copy that doesn't sound like copy. I mean,
Thank you. Just
like a huge journey in the senses. And even though there's probably some aspects of copy that you can sort of learn yourself in terms of really making it, you know, helping it sell, you've got this part that's just so engaging and so beautiful that I think people can
Thank you.
Learn from you. And,
who knows, maybe that'll be another facet of what I do.
Well, yeah,
all
and if you ever want to just, you know, for the group, do, you know, a half-hour thing of where they explore the senses and in terms of how they make their, you know, do their offerings. That would be really interesting, too.
Great idea, Katie. Great idea.
But
Thank you.
Or anything, you know, but I do think you've got a real skill which, you know, you may or not decide to develop, but you certainly,
Thank you.
I think, I've never
seen
people write like that. So wonderful. So
thank you.
And
on that note, I do have to go.
Yes, I was about to say,
yeah.
Such sweet sorrow, but we'll be seeing you. Hopefully you'll be able to make it on the Wednesday call. And
I definitely will try, and I'll keep everybody posted on everything on the Facebook page as well.
Fantastic. Great. So, yeah. Wow.
All right. It was wonderful meeting everybody and talking to you, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yep.
Bye, Marina.
Thank you. Bye.
So any who would like to share next?
Katie. It's Deborah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
maybe I'll
Deborah,
share quickly.
Please.
I have to go in about 10
yes.
minutes because I've got someone
so
coming here to work with.
I'm sorry that I delayed everything.
Oh, that's okay.
Anyway.
No, I have a client coming, so I need
yeah.
to get ready
oh, good.
For that.
That's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, interesting. I love hearing about Marina's marketing strategies. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sort of came out of our discussion yesterday, Katie, of one of my, I guess, ways that I've sort of discovered recently that I like marketing is doing free workshops and then, enrolling people through, but it's been to workshops, enrolling people in the workshops through a free workshop. And so what we had come up with yesterday was that I would be good for me to do, I think it would be effective to do a workshop on this program that I've developed in the last couple, you know, in our 10 days program from, you know, from that program came out. I mean, it's actually a development from a workshop that series that I've been working on, but in a book that I'm writing. But the whole concept of that program of working one-on-one, like, totally came out of our work here today, together. And it's just been such an amazing process to be part of this group and to have, I don't think I could have created something so, I don't know. I feel so held and supported in the process, and it's been very, very, it's pretty exciting. So yesterday I sent it out to I sent it out, and thank you to dear Evelyn for, I had one of those moments where, where she looked at the email I was going to send out, and she made just a couple of changes that really made it really work. And I sent it out, and it felt really good to send it out. I sent it out with sound and prayers and intentions, and felt really good. And in fact, I got one response. I mean, I've got a few people emailing me and going, wow, this is so awesome. What an awesome offer. It's so, you know, like some of my peers and stuff, they're just kind of blown away, I think, by what I've co-created, I would say. And and then one person who's maybe possibly interested, somebody that is a new yoga teacher who I was kind of a friend, but we haven't been hanging out, but he was like, sign me up, although I'm not sure if he was actually really meaning that he really wants, I don't know yet if how serious he is, but it was a very encouraging email that, you know, he says, you're like, you've nailed something that people don't talk about. And he really appreciated that I was, really, he's a writer too. And he loved what I wrote. And he said, I want to meet you next week. So I may have a person in my program, I hope. So we'll see. So I feel excited and encouraged. And my next steps are, I think I'm going to create a little free workshop, and start doing that as a strategy, because the email, you know, and also send out to people that I think I can, you know, that have similar niches to me, to do some kind of partnership thing with.
Right.
So, yeah, so it's feeling good and exciting and everything.
Congratulations, and congratulations that it, you know, you got a response, which is great, you know, and that people are excited about it, because, you know, and that they got back to you, and that's wonderful. And just on the free workshop as a strategy, because just to explain that Deborah's done amazingly well in the past around generating more work through doing workshops and things like that, and but she's never sold a higher level program through it. So it's really taking something, again, like Marina, where it's good, it's natural, it's fun for her, and making it kind of like, not kind of, making it the center of her marketing experience. You only need one, or at the most two, ways of really marketing yourself to be, you know, to be successful. You don't need everything. You can add it gradually if you feel like it. But
yeah.
So I think that's really going to work well for you. And just a little tip, and other people might want to add to it, but I would say that and this is what I was thinking just coming out of Marina's thing. Maybe to call it something else than a workshop, like an event, a happening. I mean, it's the same thing, but just to, because it's not the same as you giving a paid workshop and things like that, but it is a kind of a, like a...
Well, it is giving an experience. You have to give an experience for people,
too. Exactly.
They have to know what you're doing, what you're up to. So you do give an experience, and give, an opportunity for people to share what they're, what's going on around that, you know. So in this particular case, around, you know, around the self-nourishment piece.
Right.
You know, and then seeding, you know, through
exactly.
through the workshop, seeding the what, you know, the offering.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
So that by the end, it is a lot. I mean, my last experience, and I just started, you know, this came from my work with my coach Mary Davis. The last workshop, and it was a workshop called Sacred Sound Medicine for Self-Nourishment, Sacred Sound Medicine and Practices for Self-Nourishment. So, that was like a 4-week program, but I did a free preview thing. And like, I think there was maybe 12 people at the thing and 8 people signed up for the workshop series. So, I mean, it is, it was pretty cool.
Which I think is extraordinary. 12 people showing up is really good. You know,
do something for free, but you know, but yeah, but then they want to sign up.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's an amazing, they call in marketing, conversion rate, which marketers probably don't have.
But I had no idea until I had that experience that I went, holy shit, this works. Because I'm having so much fun when I teach. I love teaching. I love sharing with a group. I have so much fun.
Right.
It brings out that part of me loves that. So, yeah, it's a natural... I think way for, you know, and I never thought of it like marketing. I always had that, like Marina was saying, that marketing word too. But this is like something that is, you know, you're giving some people something of value that they can take something away with even if they don't sign up, you know?
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. And you're giving them an experience of you. Well, wonderful. You've done an amazing job, Deb.
Thank you, Katie.
Really.
The group. Oh, my God. I love you guys. You're awesome. Oh. And I'm going to need to go in a minute because I've got to set up the energetics in this place.
Right. Well, we're all with you, and you've done amazing, and I just see this skyrocketing, you know.
Thank you. We'll
hear more about it on Wednesday.
If you guys can hold the space that somebody's going to buy a full program so I can pay my rent this week.
Right.
That would
be
awesome.
We're going to hold the space for that.
Or better.
That you're going to be surprised.
I'm going to be so surprised.
Yes. So, I don't know if anybody else wants to say something, but even if Deborah has to get off the call, if anybody wants to add something on this topic, you're welcome to do that. Okay, so bye.
Okay.
Anyway, let's all say bye, Deborah, for the moment. Bye, Deborah.
Bye, everybody. Talk to you
and
Wednesday.
And Marina's gone, too, and Katrina. So we got a small group. And, so who would like to... Evelyn, would you like to say anything yet? Now?
Well, I would. Thank you for inviting me. This group has been wonderful as far as developing a program and getting a firm plan in order. And I have just gleaned so much wonderful information about how to structure things, and you walking through it with me has been a really clarifying experience. But what I really have carried away from this group is the beauty of energy and the little healing things that you have done over this 10 weeks or 10 days.
So it feels like 10 weeks, doesn't it, almost?
Sometimes it does. But those things are just so powerfully moving for me. Really, really needed that exactly right now. And so this program has delivered that for me, exactly what I needed.
Thank you. You've been such a beautiful part of the group, and just with your gentle, sweet, you know, very, very knowledgeable, energy, and then, you know, your knowledge about marketing. And I think there's a lot of people who talk about heart-based marketing, yet you really embody it.
Well,
you come from the heart, and you feel that in your copy, and... I just love your presence.
Well, thank you very much. And those people who talk about heart-centered copy and six-figure income in the same breath, they have their priorities screwed up. I mean, you can be a multimillionaire, but that's not the most important part. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And at the same, you know, and at the same time, through our heart-centered putting across of what we want, we can be supported and get whatever we need to feel, basically, to do our work.
Mm-hmm.
that's what we're looking for, you know,
yeah.
Not these necessary, like, you know, as you say, six-figure income, seven-figure income, all that kind of emphasis on some sort of figure that's supposed to satisfy people, but getting whatever, you know, whatever you need to do to flourish in your work. And for everybody, that's really different. And for people, it's different at different times. Like, I, you know, I actually could do really well with, what is it, six figure, I guess, 100,000.
Yeah.
For 1 year, that would really help.
Yeah.
That would do some incredible things. And yet, I could very happily live on a lot less and have happily lived on a lot, well, not always happily, but lived on a lot less.
Yes.
Which is part of the reason why a good dose of cash could help. But, you know, the whole thing is to be able to, I think for all of us, to be able to express our gifts. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Evelyn, what are you seeing doing in the next week to really get more towards your goal of selling your programs and helping yourself financially so you can really get out things?
Well, I'm working on both of my branches right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to offer another free webinar on June 13th. So I have to get that one planned. And
June
13th, all that stuff
yeah.
in order.
Okay, great.
But next week I'm going to focus on designing my program for the freelance writing audience.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
And so I got to get that little last bit of planning out of the way so that I can put in motion the other things that I have already come up with.
Right.
Because
everybody, Evelyn, like I think you, for you, the designing part is more challenging, or at least you feel more challenged inside yourself than the actual getting it out, like doing all the different marketing things. Is that right?
Yes, I think that's true, and it's because I have too much to say, and
mm.
so I have to kind of dial myself back a little bit in order to deliver the right amount of information.
Right.
So that's
yeah.
my challenge with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah, because it's funny because you've got I think I've said this to the group. You have a marketing plan, which
mm-hmm.
I looked at and and I was like, oh my gosh,
really?
I don't know if I'd ever do that in a million years. And then you know, do you think you actually will do this? Oh yeah, no problem.
Yeah, that's the easy part.
So if anybody ever wants to do a very thorough marketing program, marketing, how would you say it, launch?
A marketing plan that leads to a launch, yep.
Right. And wants to pay somebody to do it, you do that kind of thing, don't you?
I do.
As well as doing the courses. And she actually, I guess you must enjoy it to a certain degree that if you're willing to do it. Is that right?
I consider it sort of like taking a sauna. You know, you go in there and it's 200 degrees, and then you go outside and roll in the snow, and that is a beautiful thing. And so marketing to me is that same thing.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's a very interesting image. Okay. So, I'm sure that if I was wanting to do a big marketing launch and really use all the media that and not do it all myself, that Evelyn would be first on my list to go to.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Mm.
Wonderful.
So anything else or anybody else want to say anything in regards to what Evelyn's doing? Or any help you could do with Evelyn from the group? Okay.
I would put that on a wish list, personally. This is Brent, of course. And to open up a new marketplace that I'm not usually in, and to do a big splash, a big marketing program. Because, you know, when I run around doing 10 different types of markets, it's really not a big splash. It's sort of like generalizing a lot, jack of all trading at times. And then, but I think the future in my business is definitely to specialize. So it would need that kind of a push, I think. And that's one of the things I wanted to say this morning, if that's okay, is to, we should all put a wish list on the site in Facebook.
What a great idea.
So that we know what each other could use or want. And one of the things that Leandra and I do every new moon is to set an intention for what we could use in the next month. Why, we could do that for the whole group. It's not any more work. So we could take the top five things of everyone's wish list and do work on it. And we could all report back how that worked out. Because I'd like to get to know the people I've been spending all this time with better, more. So a wish list might give me more idea about how I can help in the future.
Mm.
Or how we can all help each other in the future would be the general intent.
Right, right. Oh, lovely. That, what a great idea. I love that. And maybe you can...
And that way
you
get to know each other more,
Putting the wish list, you know, like putting all your, you know, the series of things you really would like and on that. And then everybody can post under that. That would be great.
Right, and send energy to it, you know. Leandra sent energy to Alex's meeting yesterday, and I don't know what the outcome was, but...
It was very good.
And we haven't heard back. And so
it was
really,
very
you
good.
Know, as an energy worker, she cannot be tied to the outcome. But it's always better to hear a positive outcome than not.
Yeah. Well, apparently, like Marina said, meeting went as well as it possibly could. She got what she intended out of the meeting. And it was very funny because the other person was put off balance a bit because the phone was ringing every a few minutes. And while it initially kind of put Leandra in a, I mean, not Leandra, Alex, in a bit of, you know, like, ooh, you know, she's answering the phone all the time, she actually realized it was to her advantage, and she kept going into what she wanted and while the phone, the other person was talking on the phone. And so it's interesting that that was happening because, you know, who knows how energy works, that, you know, sometimes it can send in a disruptor for the other person or whatever, just so that they're more, you know, their defenses are down or whatever. I don't know. So
Ruth Carlton,
as well as it could go. And, you know, she was ready to basically walk if it didn't. So there was that real determination and she was going from her personal powers. So I'm sure, you know, Leandra really helped her do that. And, another. So, Brent, do you want to say something? Go into what you've, just where you're going to go. A little bit more, like just a very brief summary of where you, of what you've got and where you're going right now, like in this next week.
We talked
a bit about it yesterday, but maybe just to really sum that up.
If you're talking to me,
I think so. Oh, Evelyn, just a minute. Sorry. Evelyn,
sorry,
was there anything
please,
else that you wanted
please.
To say?
Yep.
No, I'm good. Good. Let Brent talk.
Okay. Didn't want to leave, you know, the how would you say it, the little string there that wasn't tied up. Okay, so Brent, please, please tell me. Please go on.
And I wanted to put that in on behalf of Evelyn because that to me is like a dream. So why wouldn't I put that on there? It may be a collaboration or it may be something that I set the intention for. And then one day I'm using Evelyn to do a big marketing launch. So, you know, when I used to enter contests, like insurance companies are famous for their contests, and they, you know, they would say, well, if you do a certain amount of business, we'll send you to Naples, Florida, and put you up at the Ritz-Carlton and take you golfing or whatever. Mm. I used to write that in my book on every weekly page, you know, Naples, 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 or whatever the contest was, and nine times out of ten, I'd make the contest. because subconsciously it's in there. So I'm putting out that wish list. Yeah, I want to have a big marketing campaign. What is wrong with having that energetically out there? This campaign we've been working on the 10 days is an energetic campaign. We're converting all the energy that we did have into go forward focus energy. So it's the same thing. We are now focusing on what that dream is now, or what our intentions are. And I'm strictly speaking for myself, because that's the way I see it working, is that I've said, well, geez, I have a group to be accountable for. I've got all the energy and experience and clients, potential clients and future clients. Why don't I start putting that into more of a focus, and then I can share the progress with everyone. And I just think it's just taking the energy and putting it out there into something that we can all grab onto, our subconscious minds can, and so on. So for me, go forwarding next week is to talk to the clients that I've kind of been putting off because I've had a fear factor. And I don't anymore for some reason. It's just like, well, if these guys can do it, so can I. And that's not putting you down. It's just bringing me up. And to also, I made a commitment to Katie that I would expand my market by finding new, what I call, centers of influence, which is people who can refer me their clients with their financial issues and problems. Again, then the idea of the Rush Financial Solutions I will put on the site so that people can, if you do have a financial question, please fire away. I'll do my best to answer it. And with the rush part is, I get it done in one day, or if it takes longer, you get an emotional rush from the answer. So one or the other. And I give a double money back guarantee if it didn't work for you. 2 times 0 is still 0.
Love it. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. That was about it.
And you've been just an amazing group member, Brent, and just adding to the energy and, your beautiful kindness, and you're sort of showing us that if they like you, that our likability is really important in terms of people wanting to work with us. And why wouldn't people like us?
And it's simply by being authentic.
Yes.
So isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And I've spent a lot of time with you and your program finding out who I am, peeling the layers off till I came to a self-discovery, Katie, through your help in the past with the program we worked on, the Money Magic program.
Right.
I found out who I really was. So if I'm out there being authentic, people pick up on that, and it makes them warm inside. I can be authentic too, so I keep beating that over the head, but why not? If it adds 1% to the profitability, 1% adds up over time.
Exactly. And the thing, Brent, is that
huge compliments.
And so many of us have been taught that we can't be authentic. We can't really show ourselves, because nobody's going to like us or love us if we really show who we are. And it's actually quite the opposite. So
that's why I hated junior high.
Yeah.
So let's all flush junior high down the toilet, because that persona that we borrowed from somebody who is even scarier than us.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work anymore. But we do carry that where we can.
So thank you, and wow, and you're just doing amazing in terms of going forward with your business, and I have no question that you're going to make the 10,000 pretty soon. It's just a question of it coming, coming.
It'll be next week. I'll finish up my
week.
I'll be over 10,000 next week unless something really crazy happens, but that's
won't.
They're all lined up.
Right, and some things that are really crazy can happen, and you still get it.
Or something crazy can happen, and I can end a month at 100,000 is the bottom line. So,
why not the good possibilities? Yeah, so because it's
quite
possible for you.
That'll help put a down payment on my Visa bill.
Say something more positive than that, in the sense that. Actually, this is a good point for people, is that we have to treat, a fair number of us, I won't say all of us, but a fair number of us, have big visa bills that have run up over time because of different circumstances. And if we just use the money that's coming in to pay for those, well, that's great, you know, because they're high interest and all that. But the other part is that we need to, I think, honor the energy of what we've done and also find ways to treat ourselves and to make us feel that, you know, actually some of it is coming for us and our own self-care and our own fun. So it's kind of a balancing act. Well, that's a whole other topic anyway, about how you use the finances that do come in so that it actually helps you attract more. Because if you always focus on debt and paying back debt, that that is a focus on lack too. So, yeah, it's kind of, but then you need to pay debts as well. So it really is a balancing act. So, Brent, anything else, or we'll go on to Leandra, I guess, or Phyllis, whichever. Brent, are you still there? Oh dear.
I was just going to pass the phone over to Leandra and.
Oh, okay, sure. So thanks so much for everything, and we look forward to hearing in the next week that you've gone to 100,000, and the crazy things went crazy in that way. Yes. So wouldn't that be lovely?
That would be a lovely love.
Yes, and whatever happens is going to be just great for us. You know, that's the other side. Yeah. So, because in some ways, even the difficult financial situations we're in is actually training us for what we're going to be doing. Yeah. So, Leandra, did you want to say something? Is she there?
Just something a little. Hi there.
Hi.
What did I just do?
Nothing here.
There we go.
I just did an oopsie. Are we still there?
Oh.
Are you still there?
Right. We can get Phyllis
okay.
for a moment if you need a few more minutes.
No, I'm
first.
Okay. And
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay. I pressed the wrong button. I wanted just to share something that was really quite, I thought, quite profound yesterday. And that was that when I was sending the energy through to Alex, I had a real vision of Glenn Close. But the vision I had of the role that Glenn was playing was as the lawyer in Damages. And I don't know if you guys know that show or not. But she is a very no-nonsense person. So I understand why my mind said that would be the energy to send, was this no-nonsense, very, she's also, the character is also very well-educated, but is also very cruel and goes after what is always in her own best interest and has done part of the show. It's called Damages because she has created damages through her brilliance. So when I started to send that energy, it was like there was something in me that knew that was sure not what I wanted to send to Alex. That's not who Alex is. She would not be doing this type of suggestion or her proposal out of total self-promotion only. And so it was kind of like I was in the ballpark. But what was interesting and why I'm bringing that up is because I think that's one of the things as we go forward, it's important for us to notice is there's the difference between what's in our mind, which can actually be the beginning place, and what else we need to know that comes from the source of divine inspiration. Because all of a sudden, as I began to, like, I pulled back from this, the character's name is Patty Hughes, I pulled back from that. No, that would be a totally inappropriate energy to send. Is Glenn Close even appropriate? Yes, I definitely got this energy was appropriate. But the funny thing was, it turned out that in getting out of the way, And that's actually what I hear to say to an awful lot of my clients. Get out of your own way. State what you need very specifically, and then get out of the way. Because our expectation of what the end result should look like is limiting. And from everything that comes from Source is infinite, and that includes the possibilities of everything that can come to us if we get out of the way. So I was in my own way. I had this mindset about this particular character looking really like I'm going in, I'm getting what I need, I'm not taking no for an answer. But what was neat was it was actually the character from The Big Chill, which is a movie I don't think I've seen since it was out, and I don't even know how many. I think it's had its 30th anniversary of The Big Chill or something like that. But what was neat about Glenn Close in that movie, and I think it applies to all of us, was her best, what I can remember, and this is what I saw, was her best friend, while they were celebrating the life of the person that they were attending his funeral, the best friend shared with the Glenn Close character that she really wanted a baby and was very concerned that she would never now get one because her, and I don't even remember, was she married, had she been with the guy who died? I don't remember. It doesn't feel like that's important. But what felt important to see was that the woman wanted a baby and knew that her biological clock was about to come completely unwound. And yes. Glenn Close actually shared her husband with her best friend for the sake of the conception of a baby, which is very outside the box. And yes. That was the energy that was sent, was this is what Alex was proposing actually had, whether Alex even realized it or not, incredibly far-reaching results that would benefit Alex, the immediate spa that she's working in at the Ritz-Carlton, and potentially the Ritz-Carlton's spa system in all of their hotels. There was something that she was opening the lid on. So did she actually have that in her mind when she went in there? It's possible she didn't. But it was like this was a moment when Alex was stepping into the flow of a really neat creation process. Alex's nervousness could, as any of us, we all can be nervous when we're proposing something new. And I think we're all kind of running into that within our group. We've got these great ideas, but then we start getting a little, I know I'm certainly feeling nervous about, okay, now I have to actually put it into words. And once I've put it into words and published it, I have now tied myself to it. And I think that scares all of us. And then here's Alex with her lovely, happy energy going into a situation where she wasn't even quite sure would they play ball with her at all. So her nervousness was her distraction. And the phone calls, which I think were awesome, were actually the distraction to allow her to get control of any nervousness she might have been feeling. But they also were getting the woman she was giving the proposal to out of the way, too. It was like she had to actually go out of that mode of, you know, I'm the boss and I get to say yes or no to this. It was like she was kind of being encouraged, it's so cool, encouraged by telephone interruption to consider the words and ideas behind what the words and ideas were that were presented yesterday. And to me, it was like this incredible experience of seeing that that's actually where we are all needing to go right now, especially with the offerings that all of us are looking at. We are still playing within the field of what works, but we're actually doing this really cool thing where we're taking what works and amplifying it into something that's going to work even better, because we're in talking to each other, we're kind of getting out of our own way. when we have to share it out loud, we're getting out of our own way, because when somebody brings an issue, a situation, an idea to this call, everybody's offering all these wonderful things that we wouldn't have thought of. And that's what that getting out of the way looks like. That's what Source wants to do too, is when you've got a great idea, they just are waiting for us to say, I got this great idea, what do I do with this? And then move out of the way and listen to the ideas and allow them to percolate. So I just really loved it that what Glenn Close had done in that movie, what her character's point was the old box said, if you want a baby, you have to be married, you have to do this, you have to do that, and it has to, you know, and you don't touch somebody else's husband, and all those old conforming things. And what the woman did was say, I love my friend, I trust my husband, I know my friend would really like a baby, I know this is the highest and best thing for all of us, my husband will contribute to the world by allowing this woman's baby to be born. And she did something totally opposite of what convention would have done. And so for all of us, amazing symbology there, because I think we have the potential right now to do that as a group and with our individual offerings. So I was very excited by how it happened, and that was pretty much what I wanted to share about that.
Wonderful. And Leandra, if you could just look back a little bit for the 10 mm-hmm. days ago, or the actually when this started, and
well,
just
when you
say what
10 days
happened
ago,
to
Katie,
you and where you want to go. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels to me like a long, light years ago. It's like mm-hmm. I'm having a real difficult time getting my mind around the fact that there was a day that we had a start date.
Right.
It's now finished, because where I was 10 days ago when it was actually 11 days ago, because you had your introductory, mm-hmm. and I was sitting in my office doing paperwork, and Brent came in and popped the phone in my hand and told me that you were on the phone. And I didn't know it was the this intro thing. I didn't even know it was online or whatever. And all of a sudden, here I am, being asked, would you like to join this? And as everybody knows, I really didn't feel in the flow at all. And it was exactly the kick in the pants that I needed to get myself into that flow. I wasn't particularly, I wouldn't say I was procrastinating. I would just say I was dithering with my work, with my offerings. So I haven't still actually written everything down, but it's because every day something new from these calls has come up. It's like I'm not finished the plan. I'm not totally sure exactly what it's going to look like in its entirety. And it's like an umbrella with a lot of little, that's about the only thing I can see, is that what my offering is going to be is an umbrella with services under it. And I feel very close. I feel like I'm within another day or so we'll really be able to talk about real estate. But I mean, a great idea came up yesterday again. It's like, oh, if I just look at real estate, I'm going to miss, you know, whatever. So I'm feeling a little, which is funny. 10 days ago, oh, I have nothing to offer. Now it's like, I have so many things that I would like to offer, but I want to offer them carefully. And, in a way that I can accommodate it all, because there's nothing worse than saying, well, I can do that, and I can do that, and I can do this, and I can do that, and then I'm tired and don't do any of them. So I let everyone down, including myself. So I'm in a place that I'm pretty gobsmacked that I'm in, because it was certainly not what I was thinking of or a direction I was looking at 12 days ago. And now it's like I feel really, really encouraged. I have absolutely loved listening to what everyone else is working on. That has taken me miles ahead by understanding that here's all these people on our in our group that have these amazing skills and services and skill sets, talents, and they're being so gracious about sharing the journey with all of us. And I've found that to be totally empowering and encouraging. And I'm actually just can't say how happy I am that we're going to be continuing to meet once a week, because I think as we start getting into our services and offerings, this is more rocket fuel when we get together.
Mm.
You know, we've done this and someone has a suggestion that's just going to shoot it into the next level of the stratosphere. So that's where I'm at. I'm totally thrilled and totally looking forward to putting my offering out and beginning to receive pay. And it's so funny because I was applying, as you know, for that receptionist job that I think I would have, I don't even know how I'd have stayed awake at that job, because it for me would be tremendously boring, but it would have, you know, paid a bill or two. So
yeah.
to say, okay, I want to do more than pay a bill or two, and here's all the opportunities. It's worth its weight in gold.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Leandra, and you've been an incredible member of the group in terms of giving insight. And you know, helping lead people towards solutions and helping on the energetic level. So it's been really wonderful. I'm so glad you came on. And, you know, when I think back initially, a while ago, just I think even way before you were thinking of getting the job, we'd discussed about the 10-day thing, and we thought, well, maybe you can just do the 10-day just to help the family income, because you're, you know, really important in Brent getting his stuff together. And
right.
That maybe you could just go for, you know, the both of you getting $20,000 through his business and working on that. And in actual, and that would have been quite okay. And yet what has happened is it's brought you to a level where you can see getting more maybe or as much from services you offer, which are, you know, your healing and energy services, which at first it just seemed, oh, well, it's another $70, you know, or $80, you know, individual client level, to the point where you could get huge amounts for your services, as well as serving those individual clients that you, you know, so dearly treasure.
Yeah.
So that's been an interesting change and switch, and definitely being really important. I think the fact that you've been here has been so important to other people being able to move forward too, because I think there's some really interesting things, you know, happening around this. The whole question of what we call real estate, but I think it's something else that the sources is doing through some of the opportunities that are available to group members around so-called real estate. But there's something a lot more involved there, I think.
Yeah.
So thank you. And Phyllis, you'd actually already sort of shared what you did, but I don't know if there's anything that you had in addition that you wanted to share. For some reason, I have, you know, it just kept coming up that maybe there was something else that you needed to share with a group.
Well, I think, I mean, I truly appreciate, you know, everyone, and it's reminded me of a part of myself that I tend to sort of put aside and ignore my intuition and ignore what I'm feeling and just sort of ramrod on. So hearing how integral a part of everybody's business that is reminds me, you know, that there I forgot who was just talking, it's all sort of that there's another, you know, opportunity that, you know, to just be open to it and not create, not limit myself by what I can think of,
mm-hmm.
and being open to the possibilities.
Lovely, yeah.
So.
And it's interesting because real estate was actually an area that you were in before, and yet got kind of, with all the crisis and what happened there, it was one of the rugs that was pulled under from under you, so that you started exploring more what you're doing today.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure how. I mean, I've been doing real estate stuff for many, many years.
Yeah.
Never in a primary way the way I did right before the stock market crashed and
right.
everything fell apart.
Right.
So.
But
yeah.
Yeah. And for a lot of us, I think in recent years, things have really fallen apart that used to work or semi-work, and we're just at the point where we're putting it together again, you know. And I think that's happening on a fairly broad scale. Is that people? It's like Humpty Dumpty fell from the wall, but in that one, it's sort of like, a, you know, nothing could be done to put it together again. But in our cases, we're, you know, we may have felt like that we sort of fell down and smashed into 1,000 pieces because we were handed such difficult circumstances. And yet, at the same time, in it is, I think, what is leading us to actually get into what may be the great work of our life. And, you know, I think what you said about, you know, accessing our intuition in the business is just, Phyllis, and reminding you of that. I'm really happy that that's the case because my experience is that, you know, I've tried to ramrod things myself, and that's when it doesn't work at all, or it works only in a little bit. And the more I've relied on my intuition and gone with it, the better it has been for me. So thank you for adding that. Anything else anybody wants to say for Phyllis?
No, I think that was sort of a wonderful place to end.
Thank you. And so I've really... what a call. I'm feeling so fulfilled after it. And... you know, I guess also the thing is, there's a little voice inside me which says, how could you possibly have been late and blah, blah, blah. And yet, you know, all of us make these things happen and we screw up in different ways. And it's just kind of like forgiving and, you know, going on. And so, yeah, and going with what is really amazing and wonderful. And I'm so grateful to this group. And I am, you know, realizing, like Leandra says, is that I came into this group with an idea, and I put it into practice, but it's, I mean, I went out with it. I did it. I promoted it, even though I was like, oh, is this going to work? And it's working out in some amazing ways, not in the way I quite thought it might work at all, but I'm so happy with where it's going and what it's opening up. And, you know, I have to say, in the relationships that have been established and how I've got to know all of you better, and yeah, it's just incredible. So I'm so grateful to all of that, and I really look forward to exploring it on a, you know, perhaps less intense, you know, because it's not daily basis, but exploring that with all of you in the future. And so, well, we can all say, those who've left, who are left, it's been a very long call. So We'll say goodbye and we'll see each other on next Wednesday, I guess. Yeah. And yeah. So, bye-bye.
Thank you, Katie. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So much. Bye.
Bye.